Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Brooklyn Nets are trying to ruin everything for the New York Knicks right now. Currently, Brooklyn is not even in the playoff picture. So you might be thinking to yourself, how could they ruin anything for the Knicks? Well, according to recent reports, Brooklyn is looking for a new head coach, and they're looking at other teams and their assistant head coaches. One of the assistant head coaches they're looking at is Johnny Bryant from the New York Knicks. And why is that a problem? Johnny Bryant has a very good relationship with a lot of players around the league, especially one particular player that I have my eye on and I want them to join the New York Knicks. And that's Donovan Mitchell. If the Nets are able to secure Johnny Bryant from the Knicks and get him to be their next head coach, that could potentially mean Donovan Mitchell could be headed to the Brooklyn Nets, something that no Knicks fan ever wants to see. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Nets are attempting to steal a key assistant from the New York Knicks, that assistant being Johnny Bryant. New York needs to stop this. We need to keep Johnny Bryant at all costs. We cannot see him go to another team to coach, especially not a team called the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets are rival. You want them to get Johnny Bryant and then potentially, because they have Johnny Bryant, get Donovan Mitchell? Thanks, but no thanks. But unfortunately, according to multiple NBA insiders, that's exactly what the Brooklyn Nets are trying to do right now. They're trying to get Johnny Bryant from the Knicks to be their next head coach. According to Bleacher Report, as the Brooklyn Nets continue their search for a new head coach after Jack Vaughn was fired in February, a possible candidate could be right across the East River. Per Yahoo Sports Jake Fisher, New York Knicks associate head coach Johnny Bryant has been linked as a possible replacement for the Nets. Knicks assistant Johnny Bryant has been another name presented as a potential first-time head coaching candidate in Brooklyn. Shout out to the account New York Basketball on the App X for posting the following. Now, they posted the following quote of, Knicks assistant Johnny Bryant has been another name presented as a potential first-time head coach candidate in Brooklyn. Now, they posted that with the following image of Johnny Bryant and his time in Utah spent with Donovan Mitchell, who was also part of Utah at that time. Johnny Bryant is an amazing assistant head coach for the New York Knicks. You can see him on the sidelines talking to players, talking to head coach Tom Thibodeau. And ever since he's joined the New York Knicks, the Knicks have been a better franchise because of it. So I can understand why other NBA teams around the league would want Johnny Bryant in their franchise, part of their organization. That's including the Brooklyn Nets. And I don't mind if Johnny Bryant wants to get a head coaching job. He deserves one. And if he wants to go to any other NBA team other than the Knicks in the NBA to find that job, I have no problem with that. But if that job is going to come from the Brooklyn Nets, please, Johnny, do not go to Brooklyn. Either stay with the Knicks or go to another franchise once they have an opening for a head coach position. But do not go to the Brooklyn Nets. Do not go to that franchise. Do not make that team better. And more than that, the other reason that Brooklyn wants Johnny Bryant as part of their coaching staff is because they want Donovan Mitchell on their roster. It's no secret. The two teams, at least the two main teams, that have the most realistic shot to get Donovan Mitchell if he's traded from Cleveland is the New York Knicks and the Brooklyn Nets. Now, in my opinion, the Knicks have a little bit more of an advantage to get Donovan at this point in time than the Brooklyn Nets. And that's because the Knicks are actually a playoff contending team, and they're going to be that way for years to come. Brooklyn, they're a question mark. we have no idea what they're going to be for the next few years. So because of that, Donovan Mitchell would be better for his career if he came to the Knicks versus the Nets at this point in time. But if you're looking at assets and what particular franchise could pull a swing for Donovan, it's either the Knicks or the Nets. They both have the players and the draft picks and all of the other assets required to make that move happen. At the end of the day, it's going to be up to Donovan Mitchell and the Cleveland Cavaliers to say, okay, which deal is the best on the table? Is it the Knicks or it's the Nets? And depending on that, that's probably going to make or break where the Cleveland Cavaliers trade Donovan Mitchell to. If Donovan doesn't get traded and he waits till free agency and then he makes the decision of where he wants to go, the New York Knicks are likely going to be at the top of his list. However, if during the time he's in free agency and Johnny Bryant, let's say, is the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets at that time, is going to throw a wrench into everything. Not only with Donovan, but with other all-stars and stars around the league too. Johnny Bryant is...
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Known and well-respected by many players around the league. So it's not far-fetched to think that if he's a head coach of any organization, other stars may want to join him, may want to join his team. That includes Donovan Mitchell. It includes a lot of other players. The Knicks must stop this in any way possible. He cannot go to Brooklyn. Anywhere else but Brooklyn. He wants to stay with the Knicks? Perfect. He wants to go to another franchise to be a head coach that's not Brooklyn? I'm going to be sad to see him go, but I'll understand it. But Brooklyn headed to the Nets? No way. No shot. The Nets are going to become a better team if Johnny Bryant goes there. And that's not something I want to see. I am a Knicks fan. I hate Brooklyn. I hate the Nets. And I do not want to see them prosper or do well. Actually, I want them to move back to New Jersey and become the New Jersey Nets again and have that going. I don't want them to be any part of New York anymore because their ability to be able to give other stars and other players around the league the access to New York without the pressure of playing for the New York Knicks, in my opinion, is terrible. And I hate it. I don't like it. I want them out of New York City. And I want the only team in New York to be the New York Knicks. That is my dream, and I hope it's accomplished one day. But at this point, I gotta live with two New York teams. The real one in the Knicks and the fake one in the Brooklyn Nets. Bleacher Report continues by stating, it would be Bryant's first head coaching position after a decade serving as an assistant. His coaching career began in 2012 when he was hired by the Utah Jazz as a player development assistant. He was promoted to assistant coach in Utah before taking the job in New York in 2020. While serving as a development assistant with the Jazz, Bryant coached a number of young players like Gordon Hayward, Rudy Gobert, who went on to stardom in the league. That also includes Donovan Mitchell, by the way. Having worked with veteran head coach Quinn Snyder in Utah and Tom Thibodeau in New York, Brian has learned from some of the greats and now could have his chance to lead a team of his own in Brooklyn. Johnny Bryant absolutely deserves a head coaching job in the NBA. I absolutely believe that. And I also believe in a few years, he's going to get that head coaching job, maybe part of a different franchise. Hopefully not the Nets, but part of a different franchise. But if that Nets job is open and he desperately wants to be a head coach, there is a level of concern I have there that he could potentially leave the Knicks and join the Brooklyn Nets. But hopefully he wants to stay with the Knicks. He wants to build with the Knicks. He wants to help bring a championship to the Knicks. And after he helps the Knicks do that, then maybe at that point in time, he could look at other NBA teams and say, you know what? Now that I've done this and I accomplished this, now it's time for me to move on, get my own team, and be head coach of that team. And if that happens, I would be ecstatic, out of my chair, so happy for Johnny Bryant and the new position that he got. But as of right now, I don't think it's worth talking about because I don't think that Johnny Bryant is going to leave the Knicks team right now when we're this close to getting a championship to go ahead and start his career as a head coach for the Brooklyn Nets. Not only our rival, but a team that really has nothing to build on besides Mikal Bridges, but no picks other than that. And I don't know how you build around Mikal Bridges because like I said, I love Mikal. He's a great player. I think he fits our current Knicks team very well. But being the sole star, the main star you build around in Brooklyn, I don't think that's a recipe for success because I don't think Bridges is the star to do that around. There's probably another player you need before you have Bridges on your roster. The Brooklyn Nets still need to find their 1A player. Once they find that player, then they can build around that player and maybe Mikal makes sense for that squad. But as of right now, trying to build a championship contender around Mikal Bridges, I think that's a hopeless endeavor. I just don't think it's possible. That's why I would love for Mikal to join the New York Knicks because that's the perfect spot for him to be in. But the perfect spot for Johnny Bryant is with the New York Knicks, not with the rebuilding Brooklyn Nets. Rebuilding again, another time after having a whole set of stars once again in their franchise. They've done this about three times now after having a set of stars and not accomplishing anything. That's what the Brooklyn Nets legacy is right now. Ever since coming to New York, it's safe to say that nobody in the NBA wants to touch that legacy with a 10-foot stick. Regardless of who you are, player, coach, star player in this league, it doesn't matter. When you look at both franchises and you think to yourself, where do I want to be? With the Knicks or with the Nets? At this point, that's a very easy answer. It's with the New York Knicks. And that's always going to be the answer today. And moving forward, Brooklyn, I see what you're doing. I see your master plan, but the New York Knicks are going to stop you. You are not going to derail the trades that the New York Knicks are going to make this offseason. And that depends on all the stars, all the players, and all the coaches that we have remaining on this team. We are not going to give you Johnny Bryant. He is not going to walk to you. Right now, we're focused on what we're doing this season and next season. And next offseason, we're looking to make a major trade. If that's the case, we need everything going in our favor to make that deal happen. So sorry, but not sorry, Brooklyn. You can want Johnny Bryant as much as you want to, but he is not joining the Brooklyn Nets. Go look for somebody else because in New York, there is not one player, one person, one entity that wants to join Brooklyn. But what about you guys? What do you think about the Brooklyn Nets trying to steal Johnny Bryant from the New York Knicks? And clearly, they're trying to do so with one main goal in mind, to pursue and try to get Donovan Mitchell on their roster. Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.